Hello, all you barflies out there, and welcome to Bar Friends Forever. I'm Susie.
And I'm Kina.
And I'm Seth.
And we are your bar friends. Forever.
Sorry, I was looking at the script. Got it wrong.
All right, welcome, Seth. We're so glad to have you.
Hi.
We finally convinced you to come on the...
It's been, you know, a year ago you guys asked me to come, and I was like...
You were the first person we asked.
I was sincere about not wanting to do this.
Cool. Welcome.
Yeah, we know.
Glad to have you, Seth.
And I was like, and I felt bad. I was like, but and then I don't know why, like, you guys asked me the other day, and I happened to be in, like...
A good mood?
I was in, like, a really positive mood.
Okay.
Great.
Nice.
And which I have been a lot lately.
Yeah, it's been a year.
It's been a year. You wore me down.
We wore you down with one text message. It's not like we harassed you.
No,
for
but
a year.
I felt guilty. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Good. We're glad you felt guilty.
I was like, ugh. And when I saw the last time we had texted, was literally a year ago. You asking me.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I can't use any of those excuses.
Yeah. And you said, I think last year I was like, no, but we could go out for a drink sometime.
Yeah.
That didn't
well, you
happen.
Know, a lot of horrible things happened since then. Like, in a span of like 5 months, like my dad died.
Yeah.
My uncle died.
Okay.
I broke my foot. Then Shauna's dad died.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was like, in between that, you're like, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
I don't know if your audience is familiar with death.
They're familiar with death. We've had
coming for you.
Not one, but two people on the podcast who have worked at funeral homes.
Oh, Eric.
Yeah, Eric from mm-hmm. the Pikey has gone on to a career in death.
Yep.
That brings us to where we know you from, and that is the Pikey.
I knew you before the Pikey.
Yes.
You were barely ever there.
Okay.
No.
I knew, but
you knew each other pre-Pikey because you were working
at
the Dime.
Lubitsch,
you
right?
came
then
at
you work at
Lubitsch. Yeah. So years ago, we might have crossed paths. I didn't know you at Lubitsch, right?
You knew him at the Dime.
You knew me at the Dime.
At the Dime, you might have like come in a few times with Stoney, and that is the point. How we kind of all know each
Stoney
other is
met
Stoney
Kina at the Dime.
Yeah. But anyway, so you have been best friends with Stoney, who we've mentioned on the podcast many a time, who is Kina's ex-boyfriend, and that is kind of how it's come.
I've known him
circle.
Since 95.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Stoney was a regular at the Dime. I've been y'all's bartender. Now we're all friends. It's all coming together.
It
comes together.
But I wanted to, you know, have you on because you were a regular at the Pikey most
recently.
And you're
funny. We find you
hilarious.
Don't delete that. Edit that out.
Don't put the pressure on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're so
Someone's
boring.
Gonna be like, he's not funny.
We thought it would be.
Fuck him. I hate that guy. They're like, I totally forgot that guy existed. And your podcast reminded me.
This guy thinks he's funny.
This fucking boring guy. Thank God he doesn't come out anymore.
This guy who, when we first asked you to come on the podcast, and we can delete this later, but your excuse for not coming was I sat on a toilet seat recently and it broke.
Well, that was
spiraling.
One of the reasons. Yeah, that was like but by the way, that happened to me again a couple weeks ago. I think it might be the season. I don't know.
It's truly annual toilet breaking season.
Like, my wife buys these toilet seats because I had a whole, I'm sure there are a lot of men who do this, like pissing, and then I'd like slam it down.
Okay.
That would drive her nuts, the slamming. So she got one of these toilet seats that are like, that move slowly.
Like the slow hinge.
And I think sometimes I'll be in a rush to sit down. And that when I come down, I'm pushing down the pressure on the toilet seat that's supposed to be moving slower.
Okay.
And the force of like, of me crushes the, because when she's like, how do you keep doing this? And I was like, I won't eat tonight. I'm sorry. Like,
only protein shakes for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
You said the force crushes.
But like they're like they're like an air pocket comes under it and like, but it's humiliating, and like she was gone the last one, and so like I didn't know how to replace the toilet seat because, you know, Sean's much better at, she had a father, so she knows how to do stuff like that.
Okay.
And And so I always have to wait for her whenever I broke it to like fix it.
Oh, to do no. the handyman test?
Like I tried to do it once.
You know, like YouTube exists now.
Yeah, I tried it all. I got like one thing off. And like she came home and I was like a puddle of sweat. Like I was like, I can't. So I duct taped it. So like none of the, so you wouldn't get any like, and like, and she would come home and so she had to replace it. And so like.
So yeah. She gets out her like toolbox. And
yeah, well, she goes get me the toolbox. I know where the toolbox is, and like she'll be like, I need this wrench. I'll be like, is this it?
That's like me. I'm hiring a TaskRabbit. I hired a TaskRabbit once because my garbage disposal wasn't working, and he came over and he was there for like 90 seconds,
yeah.
pulled out a spoon and was like, ma'am, what is your fucking problem?
Wow.
I was so embarrassed and paid so much money. So then I started to ask him to do like random like handiwork around my house.
Yeah, you might
to,
as
like,
well.
To fill the time.
Yeah. Because wasn't it, don't you pay by the hour for a
Yeah,
task
it
rabbit?
Was humbling though. I felt very
I
useless.
Think I feel like all women and anyone who doesn't know how to do anything, I don't want to limit to women, should marry mechanics.
Yeah. I would love like, to like marry a mechanic.
Yeah, you hear that, mechanics?
Yeah, calling all mechanics. No, I'm pretty handy.
You're very handy.
Yeah, so I can figure some stuff out. Like if you ever have a problem replacing your toilet seat, give me a call. I
She's got her overalls on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. I mean, it's like I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
You know how to cook? We were just discussing this.
And like I can like I can talk to people.
Okay.
In a friendly manner.
Let's list your skills. Talk to people.
I'm good at driving. Cooking.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I can drive very well.
Okay.
Nothing I can't do.
Yeah.
In a car.
You just got a bunch of classes done on Peloton?
No, that was years ago.
Okay.
But yeah. For a while I was doing
skilled
really well.
At Peloton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was good at that for a brief period.
Sure.
I've never drowned.
Okay.
You are a strong swimmer.
I can swim all right. You know?
Okay.
I've been swimming at a place lately. And
at this secret place?
Yeah. Like yesterday I went in there and there was like a new lifeguard and she was like this like very young, pretty woman. And I was like, oh. So I ran upstairs and did like a kettlebell exercise to like tighten
just
up
like
a
pump
little.
The biceps
yeah,
or something?
Pump it up a little before right. hopping in the water.
Okay.
And
were you like swimming laps?
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
wear a Speedo?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know.
No.
You're like, wait, honey. Wait till you see these swimming
yeah,
skills,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah. No. I wear regular swimming trunks. And,
so you were saying you're working out at a secret place that you don't want to reveal because you don't want too many people to
yeah,
find
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's just, it's nice. It's just me and some other people.
Yeah.
You and the lifeguard.
Paying like a fair fee.
Yeah. For a gym, a pool.
Without a lot of people knowing being there.
It's nice to have a pool to swim laps in.
The only problem is the asbestos. So if you find it.
Be careful of that one.
Yeah.
Breathing deeply at the gym.
And there's a lot of like really mean people there too. So,
oh.
Right.
Yeah. Who make eye contact.
Are you just trying to discourage people from finding this spot?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're doing here. So you were a regular at the Pikey for a long time, and I think one very interesting thing about you that I want to, like, touch on immediately is that you're an incredible cook. You said one of your skills is cooking.
Yeah, well, it became that because of the Pikey.
No,
but
you
were
a
good
home
cook before because
yeah.
I've eaten meals at your house that you've prepared and they were delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kind of you to say.
So when did you get into that as a hobby?
I just always, you know, it was I guess it was the life of a latchkey kid. having to having to feed yourself. No, it was like this one summer my buddies and I worked in a kitchen, as so many people did. And
okay.
Like, that was fun. And then like just living on your own, like wanting to
eat,
you
got
to eat. You know what
yeah.
I mean? It's like
yeah.
if you got to dress, you want to look good. If you want to eat, you don't want it to be gross.
You want
to
eat
like,
well.
Yeah.
You want whatever you drink, you want it to taste. You know, like you don't want life to suck. Like it's like even when you're making like Kraft mac and cheese or what Annie's mac, whatever you know you like, you still want it to be
you
good.
Spruce it up. Yeah.
You don't even have to if you like. If you do it right,
if you know how to do
it, it can be.
You
incredible.
Follow those instructions on the box.
I love macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hell yeah! But the point is, you cook better than most is what I would say. I don't know if it's a natural talent or if you watched a lot of Top Chef, but you were already doing home cooking that was like, I feel like above and beyond for sure. Like you've shown me pictures and you've talked about techniques when you were like a regular at the bar.
Sure.
And then you transition that at some point to working in the kitchen at the Pinky.
The chef was leaving, Ralph.
Yeah.
And I wanted, and I love that. He's one of my favorite people I've ever met.
Yes.
In the world. And I wanted him to show me how to make a dish that, mm-hmm. that he made before, you know, he was leaving.
What was the dish? Because he had
like
some
the vinegar chicken one. It was like, it was so simple, you know, but like,
so
it was
good.
It was so good. And so I went back there one day and he showed me. And mm-hmm. then like one night I was drinking, it was like Friday night. I was sitting at the end where I sit, like Ben was there, like Shauna, you know, like whatever. And he comes out and he's like, we just got an order for eight. He had like let people go for the night. And he's like, we just got an order for 8 vinegar chickens. You want to help me out?
Wow.
And I was like, all right. And it was like suiting up. You know what I mean? Wow. Like, but I was in, you know.
Were you drunk?
I'd had a few, you know.
Yeah.
And I went back there with him and I did it and I served him. And it was like, and there was this, I guess she was like 21. You call a girl 21, woman, but you know, like who was working there at the time.
Young lady.
Who was a
woman.
Yeah, she's also equally one of my favorite people that was ever there, Kimberly.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you remember, she was mm-hmm. incredible. And
she worked in the kitchen.
Yeah, and she just started laughing at me when I came back there. And I helped Ralph do it. And it was like, I felt like the rush of doing it.
Yeah.
And then we were having like a going away party, and he was like, and I didn't know what I was doing next with my life. And he was like, why don't you go back there and just do it. And so like Jack, who became the next chef after mm-hmm. Ralph, who just won on Guy's Grocery Games.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he just
cool.
won it. He just won it. He did great. It was like
interesting.
Which I imagine has got to be so hard, like shopping for doing everything in like a half hour, and like if you can find it. I was really impressed. I got to text him.
Okay.
Mental note: text Jack and congratulate him because he did a really good job, and he's like, yeah, come in on the weekends, and like. Which was fine for me because, you know, and so I went on the weekends and I started doing like the lowest thing.
Yeah.
Some people I think weren't happy that I was back there.
Really?
Why? Yeah. Because you were a regular who was now employed?
I think there was like a feeling like a threatening, like who, you know, like I'm coming into another person. And I get it, you know, I get it. And so that was interesting. And there were a couple of times where I was like, why am I doing this? You know?
Yeah.
But I was like, I was kind of into it too. You
yeah.
know?
Right.
I'm sure it was like a midlife crisis, to be honest. If you like.
Okay.
If we, you know. I was, you know,
if you dig deep.
If we dig deep.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. What, you were like 40 years old.
Yeah.
Working
yeah.
in a kitchen of your neighborhood bar.
Yeah. 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 It wasn't the dream. But I was like into it. And then I just started doing it and then like earning people's respect. And then like people started leaving. And then. I kind of took over like the Sunday roast. And doing that.
Oh,
and, like,
that's cool.
And then I was going to leave. I was actually going to leave. I was like, I don't want to do like I wasn't learning anything more.
Yeah.
And then the place started changing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was going to leave. And then they were like, please don't.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was something I became passionate about that I didn't ever care about before.
Yeah.
And it was more important to me to do it right. And I kind of felt like I was like honoring Ralph and and being respectful to the people who were doing, like, I didn't like to cheat the process because, you know, people had doubted me when I'd come in, like, you know, what is this like, what are you doing? Like tourism here? Like, what are you doing, you know, like, and I didn't want my effort to ever be disrespectful to anyone who was doing it full time. And then it became something that I actually cared about that. And I don't know, like what I was doing specifically, I cared about that I had never cared about, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, what a huge vote of confidence too for like Ralph to be like, hey, can you hop back here and help me? Hey, why don't you stay on? Like, because that man is a talented chef.
And he is a talented human being.
Yeah.
Like he's the best. I love that dude.
I have a question. When you were doing your Sunday roast and like fully in the kitchen now, would you still come in? Sit at the end of the bar, like other days of the week. Did you live at the Pinky?
The thing that worked out for me is that once I started doing that, I got half off on all my drinks.
Hell yeah.
And so like that, it was like, the pandemic kind of saved my life because like I was enjoying doing that thing once a week and I don't know if I would have stopped.
Right.
And I had no reason not to go to a place that would give me half off all my drinks.
Yeah.
Multiple I remember when I first started doing it and Susie started laughing because she, it was like a happy hour. Mm-hmm. And like with the discount and everything, my like bill was like $4.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're just doing this for this, you know. Yeah, but it, like, but I needed it to end.
Yeah.
I needed
otherwise
that.
Otherwise, it was like, just going to keep going.
You're just going to be on the cycle.
Yeah. 5 days of the week at the Pikey.
Well, no, I would like, it would more like, I liked going on like Mondays and Tuesdays and maybe Friday, you know, like, I wouldn't go on the busier.
On Saturday
definitely not Saturday because I'd be dead on Sunday.
Right.
Because that shit takes a lot out of your body.
Sure. Like, yeah.
It is hard labor.
Yeah.
I mean, even I imagine bartending is. I don't know how it's not.
Bartending is, it's a great job because the money's fantastic. Like comparably speaking to anything else that's like not really you earn skills as you go, but like not like, you know, you didn't go to college for it necessarily, right. Whatever, that kind of thing. The like hourly pay is great, but it's awful on your body. Like wrecks you.
You're dead lately.
Yeah.
Like last time I was here, you were like, my hip, I can't move.
Yeah.
When I started doing it, I got really into yoga.
Mm-hmm. You probably needed to like.
Yeah. And stretch. It got really good.
I need to do that. So it's also like, I feel like a kitchen too, and bartending can be like this as well, as super high pressure at times. Like, but were there any crazy things that you saw like happen in that kitchen or the one you worked at in college?
No, I mean, the fun part about the kitchen was like, everyone was like, towards the end, like the last, you know, everyone was super like friendly with each other and like cool.
Yeah.
And like, it was, it felt like a real, when I worked, other days not so much, you know, but the days I worked, it was a lot of fun. There's this guy like Mirko who was from like, you remember him?
Yeah, totally.
I thought he was the best person there. Like he just,
he was like a machine,
like in terms of like, and like, I feel like he should have been doing more.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'd say that to him. And then, but he was like, he was also really annoying. And
what did he do that was annoying?
He knew it all. He knew it all.
Oh, everything. Okay. Miracle,
you know, and then I'd be like, Miracle, your parents don't want you to come home, and, or like, you know, this horrible shit.
We have to. Miracle was like from Russia.
I believe he was from Serbia.
Serbia. Okay.
And the funny, I swear, it's the funniest thing about Miracle is like when he would tell you about his life, like it seemed like a lie, and his roommate's name was Miracle.
Did you meet this roommate?
No, he would just be like, he'd be like, my roommate Mirko. I'd be like, no, there's no Mirko.
Yeah, this is like a fight club situation.
I was about to say it's Fight Club.
And you're so annoying that you just create, like, you didn't even give him a new name. You were just like Mirko.
Oh my God,
but he was
hilarious.
But not like really. Now it's sounding like bully behavior, but it wasn't. Yeah, I mean it was, but it was like, trust me, Mirko.
I was
gave,
giving him wedgies. Man.
Yeah. I remember he fell asleep and I wrote all over. No.
Yeah. I think that's like the fun thing about working in restaurants. Like you just develop like a camaraderie, and I can only imagine like being in a kitchen is similar.
Is that still the case with the like with younger people now? Like, because.
Yeah. I mean,
are you asking us about younger people?
Well, no, because she works at a restaurant is what I'm asking.
Sure, sure.
So younger people coming into the workforce now. Are more sensitive.
Yeah,
it's the Gen Z,
and I don't even want to chop it up to a generation. It could just be that like the people I've been exposed to.
Oh, you mean you like is there less ball busting?
You got to worry about everyone's feelings, and I'm not doing this as like. I think you should always be worried about everyone's feelings. sincerely, but I know that like there's like what I'm asking is, does that exist still? The like.
The camaraderie, the ball busting, all of it. I'd say to a certain extent. I think we're all now as a society a little more sensitive to
everyone's
little nuances, things that you know. And I think that's definitely a good thing. But in the grand scheme of things, it's still like we're all making still jokes that we could get sent to HR for, you know, like this kind of shit, like just being stupid. And I'm the oldest person that works probably in the, not in the whole place, but behind the bar for sure. And I'm very... still close with a lot of young people in the bar staff.
Do they call you Old Susie?
No.
Grandma Susie.
I'm the grandma. But they're still just as, like, raucous and fun. Like, it's...
Will you edit out that whole stuff I said about bullying Miracle? I feel bad.
No.
Because he gave me shit, too. He would, like, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You give each other shit. I don't
yeah,
think
Yeah, it's mutual shit.
Like,
yeah. yeah.
I was All targeting
I just wanted
this,
to be clear.
This person.
That,
yeah.
You don't have to feel
he
bad.
He took my family hostage. So it was like a
So you're going to Vegas soon.
Dead and Co. is playing at the Sphere. But yes. Like, I don't have anyone to go with me, so I might just go alone.
Well, it sounds like you do a lot of things alone. So.
Yeah, well.
But I think John Mayer is playing with the Dead and Co. recently. If he's still playing with them, I might meet you in Vegas.
I was
going to
say, Susie's in.
Like, but wait, I thought they...
Susie will bring the mushrooms.
I thought he left. I know I saw them like pre-pandemic or...
He's been with Dead and Co.
I know, I saw them at the whatchamacallit, the thing up there.
San Francisco.
No, the right, I'm much closer.
The like, thing up?
By Highland.
Hollywood Bowl.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't know words, I just
No,
point.
So they said Dead and Co, like, their last show was supposed to be in San Francisco recently, but now if they're playing
so
in Vegas,
so he's still
I
playing
know.
With them?
I don't know, but I would imagine he might come out. I mean, he's so close, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's printing money. It's like free money.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But also, John Mayer...
Where I don't hate, like, I know people me. I know people love him and or people hate him.
She loves him.
I don't have an opinion either way.
I love him as well, but not in the deep love that you do.
He's one of the best musicians of our time, like guitarist wise, 1000%. One of the best guitarists of our generation. If you watch him play guitar on any video.
That's what people
say. When you're doing your Instagram algorithm, just like click on a John Mayer one and it'll keep feeding in.
The audience doesn't need to know about the algorithm.
Well, no, they didn't know about that.
What's in your algorithm?
I don't even have Instagram on my phone. I have to download it.
Yes. So
I shit you not.
I know, but come on, Seth. You know what the algorithm is.
Okay, Seth, why don't you download Instagram right now?
Let's do it live.
Let's do it. All right, I'm going to pause.
You go to your For You page. Mine is... I'll show you what mine is.
What, do you just go to your grid?
No, you go to the magnifying glass. Mine is videos of homemade ramen being made. Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
And like ladies in like stylish outfits.
Okay.
Oh, I just got it. Okay, here's what mine is.
Okay, what's yours?
It is people buying and selling basketball cards.
Okay.
The ultimate pizza dough.
Okay.
Some comedians talking about some stuff, some different foods, some basketball players, someone playing NBA 2K, someone gambling.
Basketball heavy.
Someone, more basketball. There's a lot of it's because I've been looking at basketball stuff because of the playoffs. Yeah. Sarah Sherman, that girl from SNL, who I think that's her name.
Oh,
she's really
hilarious.
Funny. I think she's hilarious.
Yes.
No Need Focaccia.
Okay.
Let's hear your algorithms, Suze.
My algorithm looks like Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. a very cute dog in a graduation hat.
Oh, God. What the fuck? Sorry. One of my ramen videos came on.
It's Summer House. It's Taylor Swift. It's a cute dog in a graduation hat. So that's about it.
Okay.
Just weird that I was looking at those things and then eventually like an ad for porn. Like, no, it's not even an ad. It's a woman like, you're, you know, saying like, hey, if I do this and that and you cross these letters and there's like emojis of peaches and and you're like, wait, what? And you stop to read it all because it's like,
yeah.
And because it's not just like, you know, the you know.
Yeah.
And then I know I'm not unique in this. I know this happens. I'm sure this happens to other men. It's like I'm looking at pizza, basketball and gambling. It's only a matter of time before like like here come the hookers, you know, like.
And, that's too funny.
And they come. Like, there's so many. There is so
the hookers many. Come
like,
marching in.
Like, there are so many people with OnlyFans accounts.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I've been thinking of starting an OnlyFans. Like, what should I do?
Do it. You don't even have to, like.
You could make your own ramen naked.
Honestly, just, like, making ramen in like a nightgown or,
lingerie.
Like, a sexy something.
Yeah. Do it.
Or just videos of me eating ramen in lingerie.
There you go.
Someone
even
will pay
easier.
For it. And the lower you make your price, the more they'll pay.
Yeah.
You could do it, like, there's 99 cents a month.
I'm not working right now.
No. Well, you will be.
People like weird. Yeah.
And I don't say that to shame anyone doing it. I just couldn't believe how much.
How much content there is.
So much content. How do you even make money? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't understand. I wish I did.
There are many Uber drivers as there are OnlyFans accounts, it feels like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you were saying they kept creeping into your grid, algorithm.
Yeah, where it was like, you're like, this is what I do is a normal day. And then the next thing, and it's like, it's an OnlyFans account. There's like so many.
It's like you look once and then
it keeps
your algorithm's
coming.
Fucked.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I look often. Not out of like, I was talking about this with my wife the other night, where I was like, I'm not even doing it out of perversion. Like, I'm more like just curious and that.
Like, yeah. Like, how does this work?
What does
I also
that
get,
pe-
I, by the way, I also get like
mean?
A lot of prison videos. And I'm terrified that the algorithm knows I'm going to go to jail in the future. Yeah. And it's teaching me these
you
things.
You have crazy paranoia. Why the fuck would
videos?
You go to jail?
Why would I be getting prison videos unless it knows something I don't know? By the way, amazing. In a year, like, I go to jail and we like replay this. But
we'll visit you.
Yeah, to get me to sign the release for like the documentary about. Yeah. So
you watch the prison videos. That's why you keep getting them.
Yeah, that's my point about the OnlyFans.
And the OnlyFans.
It's
girls.
Like, it's this curiosity where it's like.
So they get you.
Yeah, but it's not even like I'm sitting there like doing it. Like, I'm just more like. It's more like a fascination because it's a world. I mean, it goes back to the cooking thing. Like, I'm interested in things that I know nothing about, even if they are hookers at prison.
Like OnlyFans.
You know, pussy.
That's right. I know nothing about pussy, so I love watching all these videos.
I know nothing about sexy young women. So.
I know nothing about, I know nothing about paying for sex.
Yeah.
That, yes.
That's another way of.
I know nothing about satisfying a woman.
Nothing. Well, that, I mean, I don't need an Instagram to remind me of that. And I'll watch all the prison videos because they fascinate me.
They're okay. Like, what's like. Tell us how this works.
Yeah, you don't get prison videos in your algorithm?
No! I'm getting like the best places to eat brunch in my grid.
I get those, but I move through those.
I'm looking. I need to know where to eat brunch.
I stop and want. No, I hate brunch.
Okay. Wow, hot take.
No, I don't like brunch.
Don't worry, there will be no brunch in prison. I need to know where the prison video. What is a prison
what's
video
going
like?
On in this?
Are
like,
they showing you how to make a shank?
They'll show you how to make like. They'll show you how to make like recipes for like dishes in prison.
Okay.
Or like what's it like to be in prison or what it's on the
it's
yard.
It's appealing
like,
to the chef in
like
you.
If like as a white person, like you have to join like the white gangs. But like for me as like Jew, just don't. I just gotta be quiet about that.
How to not get raped?
No, like it's like who? No one's. I'm gonna have to. No one's gonna take me. You know, like you.
He whispered, "Jew."
You're. Oh, sorry, I missed that.
I'm undercover as a Jew. No one looks at me and goes, "That's a Jew." And like, it'll.
I
be
forget
like,
that you're Jewish.
Yeah, thank you. Hitler didn't.
That's because Seth, you have like blue eyes, you have light hair.
That's literally
you're
why
the
my
Aryan dynasty.
That's literally why my family's alive. I shit you not. Like, all my family died in the Holocaust, except my grandmother and her parents
because they were fair and blue
they,
eyes.
Like, well, my great grandfather had been like a war hero in Austria, and then he had been put in a concentration camp. But for a while, they were letting war heroes out.
Oh,
and they let him out, and he was like, "No, fuck this," and like. He grabbed my grandmother and his wife and just left.
Wow.
And but they were able to walk out. Like, I have a photo on my phone of, like, the passport. It's, like, crazy. It's, like, his photo and, like...
Show us.
And, I want to see it.
And bar friends really took a turn.
I know.
We take turns on this podcast.
That's incredible, though.
Yeah. And so...
I mean, we need to see this photo.
I'm pulling it up. It was... When did I get... And then... And so my mom's been going through all this stuff and finding letters from my grandmother's cousins and aunts in, like, in the camps.
Wow.
And, like, email... Like, they had made it to America. Or not emailing. I can't believe I just said that. Writing. And
they're even,
but the letters were like campus. they were full of hope. They're like, I can't wait to come to America. Like, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of opportunity for me for like what my skills are. You know, all this stuff. Thank you very much for sending me money. And then because at the time you could still like think you had hope. in the
right,
and then and they the letters start getting sadder and sadder, where you're realizing you have no, you have no, and then that was the end. There were no more letters.
Wow.
But that's the it's literally like a Nazi passport.
That's wild.
And what we're looking at is it says
Reichspass,
and then that's you can kind of see like how I look like him. You see it in the the head, you know, the nose. See it a little.
Yeah.
You know, the face, the roundness.
Is that great grandfather?
That's my grandmother's
father.
Father.
Great grandfather.
But by the way, if I looked like my brother, we wouldn't have gotten out.
Oh yeah, your brother would not have gotten out.
No, yeah, he like
that's crazy.
That curly dark hair,
curly dark hair, olive skin, and a big nose. It's like, Mom, what do you want to tell me? Like,
wow. Okay.
Anyway, who wants to talk about Hamas?
Did you watch the Tom Brady roast?
Yeah, I watched some of it. I fell asleep. I couldn't stay awake.
Did you at least see Nikki Glaser?
I did. She was great.
Fantastic.
She was really
the best
funny.
Of the night,
she's
for
really
sure.
Funny. And I think I went to bed after the Gronk. Did you see him talking about it today where he was like,
I didn't see
my
him
kids
see
are disappointed. They didn't think it would be so harsh. I'm like,
it's
how stupid
roast.
Are you? How stupid
I know that
you?
You're a he's a Patriots fan.
Not as much anymore. Ever since Brady had the MAGA hat in the thing, it's been hard for me to like.
He's a crazy
person. I don't feel about the Patriots the way I feel about the Red Sox or the Celtics.
Do you know that I caught a foul ball at a Red Sox game in Boston?
That's amazing.
It's in my apartment.
That's great. That's better life than I've ever had. Although when I was a child. I was trying to get Wade Boggs' autograph. Wade Boggs was a third baseman for the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. He's in the Hall of Fame. They didn't. Oh, there's an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia drinking episode about Wade Boggs.
Okay.
About how many beers he drank on a cross-country flight. So that's perfect for your
We can get down on thing. This. Yes. Should,
how many beers was it?
It was like insane. Like I think it was like 72.
What the fuck?
It was like, Google it. Ask ChatGPT. No. Like it was like it
Wait,
was something.
Should we Google? Yeah. Hold Wait, on. Please that's... hold.
All right.
I'm dead. I just read it.
How many is it?
Guess. Take some guesses.
I thought it was 72. That was my guess. 102?
No.
98? Mm-mm. 24? Mm-mm. 46? Mm-mm. 48? Mm-mm. All right. The audience is getting annoyed.
I have it. We have Googled. So here it is. As legend has it, Wade Boggs once drank 107 beers.
No.
No!
Wait, you guys never have seen the It's Always Sunny episode? They
while
did a whole
embarking
episode.
On a cross-country flight, which he consumed alone.
Wait, 107 beers cross-country?
Wait, you guys have
like,
to see the It's Always Sunny
I think
episode.
I probably have seen it.
I'm going to look it up as soon as I get home.
I've seen a lot of Always Sunny. Maybe I forgot.
Me too. There are so many seasons.
But they tried to like do the like...
what is this, like a New York to LA flight?
Reenactment?
Yeah, they try to do it.
A recreation.
It's a great episode.
I don't think I could have more than like 10 drinks.
107
I don't think I can have more than
beers.
Like three or four because like the like it gets all
Come
you
on,
fucked
Seth.
Up.
Pony up.
I'm a simple man.
Seth, you can do more than that. It's good.
I've seen you had four drinks this afternoon.
He's not in the air.
I'm not in the air. That changes.
That altitude
does change it. I mean, you get wasted in the flight. Imagine how fucking wasted Wade Boggs was.
Yeah. I was trying to get his autograph. It was 88.
How old were you in 88?
I was just going to ask the same thing.
I was a New England 12, but an LA 10.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's an age.
You were 10 years old.
I was 10 years old. But the winters make you hardened. You make and I was trying to get Wade Boggs' autograph, and he wouldn't. And then Rick Cerrone, who was a he was an old catcher, played for the Yankees, the Mets. He played for everyone. Like if you thought of what like an Italian catcher looked like in the 80s, that's what Rick Cerrone looked like.
Oh, sexy.
I'm schwitzing.
Yeah.
No. Okay, fine. The Italian catcher's uncle.
Like, not so sexy. A little overweight.
I retract my statement.
And he threw a ball to Rich Gedman, who was the catcher for the Red, like the main catcher for the Red Sox. He'd been like an all-star in 86. And Gedman missed the ball, and he ran up to catch it, and he ended up smashing into my hand against the like thing. Against the thing, and like all my cards fell on the field, and my hand went like,
oh no, all your cards?
My cards. And
yeah, all and
my
your baseball cards.
Yeah, and they let me back on the field to pick up my cards.
Okay.
But I didn't get Wade Boggs' autograph, and Gedman and Cerrone went back to playing catch, and then Cerrone was like, hey, Gedman, give him the ball. And Gibbon gives me the ball. And I was like, hey, can I have an autograph on this ball?
Aww.
And he's like, yeah. And he signed it. And then, like, 2 years later, I'm at a game. And, like, Gedman gives me another autograph. And I'm like, I already have this autograph. Like, how many Rich Gedman autographs?
This guy's handing out
but
autographs.
But Rich Gedman meant something at once upon a time. And I had a lot of love for Rich Gedman and Rick Cerrone.
We don't know who these people are.
No. Well,
I could be making this up.
Yeah. You could be. You could just be making up podcast, names. You told us we should.
Yeah, but someone's listening. They heard the name Rich Gedman, and they're like, you know. It's,
yeah, we have a demographic. I think older people listen.
Rich Gedman fans.
Rich Gedman
Italian
fans.
Uncles.
If you out there.
Italian uncles.
Woo, woo.
We love prosciutto.
Okay, so you just made a comment about Susie that we need to be on the air. So tell us about Susie as a bartender.
She's the only like bartender like I'm scared of.
Right.
And like to ask, you know, like, you know.
Like you don't want to bother her?
I don't want to bother her.
Okay.
Even though you're paying.
Right. Right. Like, would you mind? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
excellent.
I remember
I'd be like, when you have a moment? And she'd be like, yeah, I know it's when I have a moment.
And you're like, oh my God,
I was
of
like,
course.
I'm just trying to say it polite. Like, I don't mean, like, what do you want me to say? Like, Susie, get me a fucking drink?
Well, first of all, Seth, I hate when people say when you have a
moment. I know you do. That's what I'm saying. You would say that. Like, I'm aware. Like, I remember it.
Because if you're super busy, like, you can tell I don't have a moment.
That's my.
So it's like, I'll never have a moment. Just ask
her
what you want.
Right. But in my head, I think it's being polite to say, wait, like,
yeah,
you know,
okay,
like,
okay.
Like, I'm acknowledging,
like,
that,
I'm
you're
acknowledging
busy.
That you're busy. Yeah. I don't want to be like, hey, Negroni.
Oh, yeah.
Barmaid, you know, like
bar wench.
Like
I think okay, we're having an epiphany here, because to me it feels so condescending when you have a moment.
No, it's not.
Like, please put down.
It's me.
Your,
like,
yeah.
I'm like I get it. You're busy. I'm just saying when you
okay.
when it, you know. Like,
okay.
Like I don't know what's the other way of saying it.
Just please, could I have?
Yeah, but I
please,
also
sir, may
but,
I have a drink.
But you haven't been on the other end when you're in the zone.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that isn't a person you say. Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Okay,
do you have,
okay.
Like, a bitch bartending face, and I
for
mean,
sure,
I
for
mean
sure.
this in like a positive way. But definitely, when I first met you, there were other bartenders at the Dime that I became friendly with before you.
Yeah.
One of them shall not be named.
How are those relationships going?
They're broken. They are broken. The only lasting relationships I have out of the Dime are you and Stoney. But I remember there were other bartenders who I no longer speak to that I was closer with earlier. And I remember the first time that I hung out with you and another bartender outside of the Dime socially.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember telling Stoney before I left the house, I was like, I just like don't even know if Susie likes me. And he was like, come
and then you
on.
Guys became best friends.
Yeah. And he's yeah. like, come on, Kina, you can do it.
Buck up.
Yeah.
I think that's just how I am as a human. I'm like not easily approachable. It takes me a minute to
no,
warm
it's
up
actually,
to people.
I remember during the real lockdown of COVID, when like mm-hmm. not like when everyone's like, oh, I'm mask up, like where no one was going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out for a walk.
Yeah.
And I walked down to the Grove, and it was crazy. There was no one there. And it was like, but this yeah. is before all the looting and everything happened.
Yeah,
right.
The George Ferguson stuff. And I was walking back, and I saw you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was so excited. Like, I hadn't seen someone in 2 months. And yeah. I was like,
and especially a bar friend.
And yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
Bar and friends forever.
Bar friends forever. And I go, and you didn't stop. I go, what the? I go, Susie. And you're like, what? And I was like, hey. And you're like, I was on the phone with Stone, actually, at the time. I remember. And you were like, oh, sorry. I thought you were someone who was going to yell at me for not wearing a mask. And then I was like, well, it was good seeing you, Susie. You're like, yeah, you too. And I was like,
yeah, keep it moving.
Yeah, I was like, well, it was nice to see someone.
I think I was on a run. You were. Yeah, we have to like preface it.
But
it's
not like you had like you were in a rush to get anywhere. We didn't have anywhere to go. Like there was.
You were surely unemployed.
Like for a good time, I walked to see the empty grove because I was just curious what life was like. Like there was nothing to get to.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck you.
That's not true. I was on a run, but yes, I probably was scared someone was yelling at me that I didn't have a mask on.
But what I'm saying is like you're hard.
I'm a tough cookie.
But when that goes away, you know.
A lot of people think
the same way.
Ooey gooey on the inside.
I remember when I first met you, I was like, Seth does not like me. I in fact thought that for about 2.5 years, and you probably didn't like me for that time.
I don't remember ever not liking you.
Oh, I love this. And I remember after Stoney and I broke up, and you were like, Kina, I've always liked you. You need to chill out.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So I think if I don't like someone,
you're not going to be around.
No, it's, you know what? It's like I'm just like a, I'm a very, I keep to myself for the most part.
My point is like you keep to yourself. You're maybe a little bit shy, introverted, and that's how I've always been. And so when I was in high school, people would just always think I was a bitch. And I guess continuing on to it, adulthood, it's just I'm very shy. Like I don't interact. Like I feel situations out before I interact with people. And it's like maybe bartending's not like the ideal career for me because it's supposed to be very social, right? But that's not who I am. But like I think it comes off that way, a good bartender.
For sure. Fast, great drinks.
Woo, I can do it fast.
Yeah, whatever you just made me
but
is fantastic.
I might be mean.
Yeah. Okay, so I just want to focus back on like I know that you don't go out a lot these days, but what I'm saying is you used to be a guy who went to bars. Let's hear a bar story.
I really don't have any bar
stories. The craziest thing that's ever happened.
Seth is sitting in the corner, hood up, going, please, I don't have any stories.
Like the reason I like going to bars is because that's where like normalcy happens.
Really?
But like, for me, like I'm not out till like 11:30, like my home life.
No, I'm kidding.
Help.
If the bars are where it's normal.
No, but I mean like I'm very rarely am I out there till like 11:30
or midnight.
I mean,
weird shit can happen earlier.
Yeah.
I want to ask about the one time that you've blacked out because you said you don't.
I was like, 18.
What caused the blackout? How do we get here?
I went to Stone. You know, I went to this like, you know, like prep school, New England prep school. And like when you came back from vacations, you know, it's kind of like I describe it always as like prison, college and camp. Like,
okay.
Like you're young, so it's like camp. It's like there's, you know, the freedom away from your parents with college and everything. But like there are a lot of rules, you know. So it's like everything that's, you know, bad for, you know, everything that's illegal is really illegal. So you have to like be creative in getting things on, you know. And there's a whole underground. And one of my buddies had brought that, you know, we were dorm supervisors for like, you know, like I guess it would be like camp, you know, the, whatever the equivalent is at camp.
Or like an RA or something.
Yeah,
but the RAs didn't bother you in college or even talk, you know. Like you had responsibility. Anyway, one night one of the guys I did it with, he brought back like a 2-liter full of just whatever he could steal out of his parents.
Oh, gross. So like mixed together.
So like gin. Like vodka. My God,
okay. So like a Long Island iced tea without the citrus.
Yeah, nothing. Like I still think about like how gross it was.
Yeah.
And we proceeded to just drink it.
Okay.
And we're back the first night. And I don't even, like we're young drinkers, you know. I probably had only been drunk a handful of times at that point. Certainly not like of the level of, you know.
All these liquors.
And I just remember blacking out in the downstairs bathroom.
Okay.
And waking up the next morning.
Okay.
Like having missed my first two classes.
Okay.
You still in the bathroom?
No, I was in my bed.
Oh, okay.
And I still have no idea how I did it. And then I walked into the bathroom and I had vomited all over the bathroom floor.
Okay.
And I was like, I was like, I don't know how to clean that up. You know, like.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not proud of who I was at that age. Now, you know, now I would have found a way. But then I was like, eh.
Not my problem.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
My,
you know, I'm here to learn.
I'm sure they.
And I remember I was in the bathroom and I hear the poor man who had to clean it up come in and see it and like lose his mind.
No.
He was like angry and I was like. Like, yeah,
you were in the bathroom while he was.
I was in there and I was like, dude, I was in the stall. I was like, I was like, you know, door closed. Like,
yeah.
Shitting. And you can say shitting on this?
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. You can tell horrible stories about yourself.
Was he just but don't like swear. Raging don't and swear. Screaming?
No, he was just really angry. Rightfully so. Like, yeah. You know, I'm not the hero in this story.
Yeah.
And, he left. I came out and some like. Like the,
did you
I was,
stand there the entire time he was cleaning it up, or
no,
he left
no,
to
I
go
left.
Get
I
stuff?
Left when
to,
he,
okay.
I was, you know, I and I came out of the bathroom, and they were like we were like seniors, and the kids were like sophomores or freshmen. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, and I was like, which one of you fuckers did this? and they're like, bullshit. We know it was you. And I was like. And nobody ever, I ever got in any trouble, you know, like you, if you were drinking, then you were like in huge,
yeah,
huge trouble. Yeah. And I never, like, I didn't even get in trouble for missing the classes because I built up like a solid, you know, reputation.
Yeah.
For
okay.
That, like if I'd missed class, there had to have been a reason.
Yeah.
So there were no repercussions for blacking out. Like it was just,
okay.
But it never happened again. Like I didn't even drink that much during college at all. I smoked a lot of weed, but I didn't, you know.
Interesting.
And
you had been reformed a little from the mystery mix.
Yeah.
Where did you go to college?
Ithaca.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say too much more about myself personally.
I was just curious. I couldn't remember.
I don't want someone stealing my identity off this.
Right. Don't say you're
like,
social.
This interview's over.
Like, I never went to college.
What are you talking about, college?
I think it's been a lie. I've never had a drink.
All right, if you have made it through this episode, pour yourself 107 beers and fly cross country and see how that goes for you.
108 and you can break a record.
Woo!
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you for being with us, Seth.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Seth.
Thank you, guys.
It's
good to see you guys.
This has been so
fun. I hope
fun.
It's not another
8 years.
8 or 4 years that I see you.
It won't be. Send us your stories to barfcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, barfcast, BARFFCAST. Follow us on all platforms. Leave a rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. We really appreciate it.
What other platforms do you have?
I mean, I just say all the platforms like iTunes, Spotify.
Thank you guys so much. We love you, and we will
see you next Tuesday.
Cheers.
Cheers.
But you did say something right before we started recording, which was you never
kill the man.
Oh my god.
What
never killed a man.